CFAX 1070 Provincial Election Riding Profiles are brought to you by Glenwood Meats.
This is Ryan Price, and we're meeting the local candidates in the BC election ridings around southern Vancouver Island. Today, we feature Langford, Juan de Fuca. This is a geographically diverse riding, from the fast-growing and urbanizing city of Langford at one end to the vast and sparsely populated area between Souk and Port Renfrew, filled with forestry land and small coastal communities, at the other end. It also includes the Highlands. The boundaries of this electoral district have been redrawn over the years, but it's more or less been steadily in the hands of the NDP, other than the 2001 Liberal landslide. And the man who has represented the area since 2005 is probably the one candidate in this whole series of profiles who doesn't really need an introduction. John Horgan has been the premier of the province since 2017.
I encourage people to look at the options that are out there. Do you want to stay the course? Do you want to continue to have a government that focuses on the needs of people and the programs that are so important to us? Or do you want to go back to the days of speculation in the real estate market and focusing on those at the top? I believe that our offer is superior for people, and certainly in my community and across BC. And I believe that we needed to get this election behind us so that we can spend the next 4 years focusing on getting through this pandemic safely, making sure people are healthy and secure. It has been and will always be about this pandemic, and we need to know that we have a secure, stable government to address the issues as they come up immediately. And I'm confident that on the 24th of October that people should vote for my party.
So that's John Horgan. Let's now meet the other three candidates on the ballot who are trying to knock the premier out of his own seat.
My name is Kelly Darwin. I'm running for the BC Liberals, and I'm in the riding of Langford-Juan de Fuca.
Kelly Darwin's road to running for the BC Liberals started with smaller community involvement.
I'm a small business owner. I own a web design firm in Langford. Grew up in the West Shore, and kind of got into my community involvement when my son went to Belmont. And I volunteered to be the treasurer for the PAC and ended up being president for a few years. And we had some interesting times there, and I learned a lot about family life and the different challenges that different families and different types of families face. And of course, kids graduate, and it's time for parents to move on too. So after that, I ran for a seat on the board of the West Shore Chamber, and I've been involved there for a number of years.
And some people might recognize Darwin from the West Shore Business Podcast.
There was a lot of negative or political stories that were covered by the news, but there wasn't a lot of feel-good positive stories coming out about small businesses. So what we did is we started this podcast to kind of highlight small businesses, what they were doing, and the successes they were having in the community.
Darwin says it's his connection to the local business community and the good things they can do that made him choose to run for the BC Liberals.
I think the BC Liberals are uniquely positioned being the Free Enterprise Party. So we not only have what's great experience with our leader being a doctor, but also we have a track record of knowing how to stimulate the economy by lifting businesses up.
And now to the Green Party and a man with a lot of local political experience.
My name is Gord Baird. I am the BC Green Party candidate for Langford, Juan de Fuca. My focus and commitment is to build resilient communities and thriving economies that adapt to our rapidly changing climate. I'm a two-term councillor in the District of Highlands, vice chair of the CRD Regional Water Supply Commission, a commissioner for the Juan de Fuca Water Distribution Commission, and I'm co-owner and founder of EcoSense Living, which is really a diversified business that focuses on regenerative design for water, energy, food, and building systems.
Gord Baird tells us he didn't actually decide to run in this election for the Green Party until after the election was called, because it was the election call itself that pushed him to act.
That really challenges my sense of democracy. It's no secret that the NDP was considering this as early as August, and to sell it as a snap election I find rather deceitful, and to point to the pandemic as one of the reasons or rationales is disturbing. And then, you know, to break a contract and the CASA contract and the fixed election date law, it's dishonest. And if it comes down to being deceitful, disturbing, and dishonest, I can't look away, especially when we had stability and collaboration over the past 3.5 years.
Baird decided to join the Greens because he doesn't think he fits the traditional right-left political spectrum, and he feels the Greens don't either.
The way I look at the Green Party is the Green Party has always been consistently open to engage in discussion, collaboration, take different points of view and different ideas, bring them to the table.
The final candidate we profile in Langford, Wanda Fuca, is not with one of BC's larger political parties.
My name is Tyson Strandland. I'm a member of the Communist Party. And my middle name is Riel, after my revolutionary Métis ancestor, Louis, who was hung by John A. Macdonald.
Tyson Strandland was born on the island, has a long history of activism, and is finishing a master's degree in history at UVic. He says the Communist Party stands for many things here in BC.
I believe housing is a human right, education should be free, and that decolonization is an urgent necessity, not just for Indigenous people, but for everyone. We're fighting for the complete overthrow of the capitalist system and the construction of socialism as the only way to bring about an end to the many crises and injustices that it inevitably produces, including skyrocketing political and economic inequality, ongoing environmental devastation for the profit of rich corporations and investors, the failure to protect the health and safety of British Columbians from the pandemic, from the opioid crisis, and from poverty, as well as the ruthless violations of Indigenous sovereignty and rights, which we condemn in the harshest terms.
This has been a CFAX 1070 look at the candidates in Langford, Wanda Fuca in the 2020 provincial election. Find all our local electoral district features on our website, cfax1070.com.
2020 provincial election coverage on CFAX 1070 is brought to you by Glenwood Meats.